Yo, what's going on, man? It's been a couple of days since I've been off. Today is Monday, August 1st, and it is 10:12 p.m. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. Those who be waiting and listening to my podcast, thank you for rocking out with me. I had an amazing time in Boston. Baby girl's son. Oh my God, Jalen has so much energy. He is such a good energy, and he made it very high energy for me. I enjoyed being with his mother as well. My friend, she showed me an amazing time. But I have to be honest, she allowed her traumas to take over. And, you know, I ended up leaving earlier. And it was cool because it happens for a reason. I wasn't upset at her. She didn't want to talk about it, and that's cool. That's something that I learned on this new level. I learned to allow people, without getting upset, they don't have to say anything. But I also understand that I don't have to go by anybody's plans or anybody's rules. So I ended up leaving like 4 days early. I was supposed to be coming back today, but I left on Wednesday, and I went to Connecticut to see my cousins that I've been telling them I'm gonna come see. And I had an amazing time with them. I played basketball, I see my cousins, their mothers, their aunts, my cousins. Like, it was just an amazing time for me. Excuse me. And everything happened for a reason. They got a chance to see me play basketball for the first time. Just vibing with them and talking to them. They were open. Like, they've been listening to the things that I be talking about. And they were, like, seeing how powerful Shauna was. They could see it. And that just made me so happy. I can't even lie. I'm just like, yo, my younger cousins, see how powerful Shauna is. And they're 19, 21. And I haven't seen them since they were, 11 or 12. So it was good to see them. But the energy up there in New Bern, Massachusetts, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but New Bruford or some shit like that. It's just like the energy down here. It's not good. Besides Jalen's energy, it was the same energy what I was accustomed to down here. But he lit it up for me. He's such a big energy. And I love the way his mother is raising him. As far as feeding him good food and allowing him to grow, and he's like playing, he's moving around, he's not just making him sit down all day. I love that. That made me so happy seeing that. But regardless, his mom is my friend, and I will always be there for them. I gave her space. I'm not upset at her, but it felt good. Like, I know I'm on another level. I am. And I was proud of myself. When I left, I act funny. Back in the days, I would have acted so funny. I would have just left, or I would have said some nasty stuff, and I didn't. that's how I know I changed. I came out there and told her I appreciate her hospitality, and I'll see her soon. Probably get her son, held him, and you know, he missed. Man, he just didn't want to see me go. That just made me so like, man, he's gonna be a special person. And I hope my friend gets over her traumas so she can know that I'm different from other men. I'm not just looking at her sexually. And I'm not just trying to sleep with her. I'm not just trying to touch her in an inappropriate way. Or I'm not going to do anything that she doesn't want to do. I've been looking at her as a genuine friend, and and she sees that, so I appreciate that. But she's getting better. I'm pulling for her, and that's that. But I had an amazing time. Even coming back home, my energy, like being around my kids, you know, just chilling with them. I stayed in their house for the remaining days. I just came back to my camper today. It was great, man. I'm telling you. I know I gotta get out of New York soon. I know for a fact. When I go up to Boston for this event, I'm gonna ask my sis, like, you know, is there a timetable? I don't want to go against my intuition. And my intuition's not really telling me, like, you gotta go. So, I just want to, you know, just ask her just to see. But, man, I hope everyone's loving on themselves and healing and forgiving themselves. That's how we move forward in this life. I'm telling you, man, I'm so grateful. So happy. I ain't selling my soul. I ain't doing things that I don't want to do. Like, this is how life is supposed to be.
And people don't understand that. And it's like,
man, it's like, you really think we're supposed to come down here and be working for somebody and working to eat and put a roof over our head? We are no different from the animals. No different. But it's just, oh man. I can't wait till this case is over. My lawyer told me 6 to 9 months so I can move around. But I'm also not waiting to do things to wait till the money comes here. I'm still moving and doing little things. But, man, life is so beautiful. It really is. Like, life is so beautiful. I've seen some really good movies. It just, yeah, the whole world is full of obligations, expectations, and I try not to put that on people because I don't want it put on me. I don't put it on people, not try. Let me rephrase my words. I can't wait till I have some guests up here to do the show with me. High vibrational people only. Everybody asks me, like, yeah, I have the urge. Sometimes I want to have sex, but people are dealing with way too many traumas. And I don't want that energy to jump on me. And I'm chilling. I'm in a good space. I'm not dying to be with someone. You know, the flesh. Me wanting me to call some of the old people that I dealt with. But I'm not on that level anymore. They're still trying to elevate and get past some traumas. So why am I going to bring myself in that? I'm not. So I'll be back on my social media the week of Shauna's event. I'll basically be gone for 40 days and 40 nights. I'm excited. I just showed myself that I don't need any social media. And so it's other things that I want to back away from, even from the phone in general. You know? So this is the time I've been trying to grow. And I really feel at peace. Like, I'm not just saying it. I do. I have so much peace. I never thought that I would be able to experience this type of peace. I know I say that, I've said that before, but it's amazing. And I definitely wish this on everybody, even my enemies, which I don't have no enemies. If I do, then I don't know. I don't know about them. If I do, I love y'all. Ain't no bad blood over here. But that's all I'm coming at you tonight. I'll get back into the rotation whenever it's felt it's needed. I just wanted to tell you guys about my trip. Great time. Left early. Love my friend and her baby. I can't wait until until she reached where she needs to be, so she'll understand that I'm not here to do any harm. It's all love, and I think she already knows that, but you know how trauma is until you heal it. But you guys have a good night. I'm out. Peace.